next on the 5 o'clock report.
He's going to make the nomination this week.
He is playing with fire.
We do see a tightening of the race in Florida.
Does have some drought conditions developing.
Let them play football. There's a huge mental health crisis.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. High drama at the high court.
I think it should be voted on and done before the election.
That is our top story at 5, the fight to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The 87-year-old passed away this past weekend from pancreatic cancer. Now the effort to fill her seat promises to be a political firestorm 6 weeks before the election. President Trump says he'll have his nominee by the end of the week.
Friday or Saturday, I'll be announcing the pick. Five women are being looked at and vetted very carefully, and we'll make a decision probably Saturday, but Friday or Saturday.
This afternoon on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there will be a vote on the president's nominee. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Ginsburg's seat should stay vacant until after the election.
Let's have an election, let's see the results, and then let us choose somebody on the Supreme Court.
He's going to make the nomination this week, and I believe the right thing to do is for the Senate to take up this nomination and to confirm the nominee before Election Day.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Senate Republicans who push to fill Ginsburg's seat do so at their own risk.
And to Mitch McConnell, we need to tell him that he is playing with fire.
It would take 4 Senate Republicans to block the president's nominee. Right now, there are only 2, Susan Collins of Maine and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden pleading for more Republicans to join him.
Don't go there. Uphold your constitutional duty, your conscience.
But Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA says keeping Ginsburg's seat vacant could turn into a constitutional crisis.
I think it would be a mistake to leave the court with only 8 people going into a most likely contested presidential election. Bush versus Gore showed us that when elections go to the courts, you need to be able to have an odd number to break that tie.
Justice Ginsburg, meantime, will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court starting Wednesday this week. Then the fight to fill her seat begins with the election 43 days away. A new CBS News poll shows the race tightening between President Trump and Joe Biden in one key battleground state.
We do see a tightening of the race in Florida. Biden was ahead by 6 points there earlier this summer, but leads by just 2 points now.
That is pollster Jennifer DePinto. The president will be in Ohio tonight. Joe Biden is in Wisconsin. Now to COVID. The CDC reversing its position today on airborne transmission of the virus. The health agency cited a website error, and new guidelines warn that indoor transmission is the key to protecting against its spread. It added the virus can also be transmitted over a distance larger than 6 feet. U.S. deaths from COVID topping 200,000 today. Dr. William Harnage at the Harvard School of Public Health fears when folks start to move inside from the cold, there will be more outbreaks and more deaths.
And see more severe illness, and we're going to see more deaths. However, I don't think it is going to be as catastrophic as the spring. In the spring, we had no idea really what we were dealing with.
The U.S. has the most coronavirus deaths anywhere in the world, followed by India and Brazil. Stocks tanking today amid uncertainty about the coronavirus. The Dow was down over 900 points in trading this morning.
There's been a tech correction that continues to roll. I do think, however, there's some worries that Britain might shut down.
The White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says despite today's losses, he is still optimistic about the overall U.S. economy. Tropical storm Beta steaming towards the Texas coast.
Landfall is expected this evening near Port Lavaca along the Texas coast. Although it's not very strong, it's producing very high tides from a combination of being out in the Gulf of Mexico for days and also the fact that we're coming off a new moon. So tides right now are running up to 4 feet above normal, and that is causing during storm surge flooding.
Forecaster Jeff Berardelli says Texas could get 6 to 10 inches of rain. Parts of Louisiana could get up to 2 feet as the storm heads east. Still to come this Monday, fall sports in Pennsylvania, dining in New York, and the relaunch in Williamsville.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. High pressure will continue to shield us from rain clouds for a couple more days and nights at least. But what it cannot do is shield us from the increase in wildfire smoke from the west that will result in hazier skies over the next couple of days. As the aforementioned high, by the way, shifts east, a milder airflow will take hold. Our call for the night tonight, generally clear. Chilly but not as chilly as recent nights. Low temperatures in most areas, 40s. For tomorrow and Wednesday, turning gradually warmer and hazier, but with sunny skies prevailing. High tomorrow, 60s and low 70s. Low to mid-70s for high temperatures on Wednesday.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Monday, September 21st. The lack of rain across much of our listening area has led to some drought conditions in a lot of places out there.
Right now, the U.S. Drought Monitor does have some drought conditions developing. The Finger Lakes southward toward the northern tier of Pennsylvania. This includes the Bath area all the way to Bradford and Susquehanna County.
Mitchell Gaines at the National Weather Service in Binghamton says the most severe drought regions right now, the central Twin Tiers, places like Elmira, New York, and Sayre, PA.
As we look toward rainfall coming up this week, we don't have much, but there is potential for some much-needed rain by this weekend into the early part of next week.
We could sure use it. Many areas being asked to conserve their water because of the lack of rain. Local pundits sounding off over the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg this past weekend.
She was a lion of the Supreme Court, a champion of equal rights. She became a cultural icon known as RBG.
Political analyst Steve Coleman says the high-stakes drama that's about to unfold in Washington, D.C. could be the jumpstart President Trump needs.
Nominating another conservative will juice up the base of Donald Trump. And so I think that's likely will happen.
President Trump says he'll have a nominee to replace the late justice on Friday or Saturday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the caution flag remains up for Western New York in the era of COVID-19. The governor announcing today that the infection rate for the region sits at 1.6%. He says while the situation seems to have stabilized in Western New York, he would like to see the COVID rate lower. Reset, relearn, relaunch. That is the game plan at Williamsville High, just outside of Buffalo, as the largest school district in the Queen City announces plans to bring the students back.
Based on our guiding principles, the research we conducted, and after rich dialogue and discussion, the committee has recommended a new learning model that meets our district's unique needs.
Today, Acting Superintendent John McKenna released that video detailing the new game plan. At Williamsville,
the students and teachers will follow their normal schedule 4 days a week, learning in school or at home. Current class schedules will remain the same. Wednesday's schedule will be modified.
Today's relaunch at Williamsville comes after public outcry last week from parents upset that the district moved to all remote learning to start the school year. High school sports started today for some schools in New York. Only low-risk sports like soccer and cross country are allowed. Football a no-go until next spring. A lot of fans say that's not fair.
There's already close to 40 states in the country playing high school football with over 2,000 games already been played with no issues. And many of those states have a higher COVID rate than, way higher than New York. So we don't understand why they're not playing here.
That is a frustrated father of a high school football player at Iroquois High School near Buffalo.
Let them play football. There's a huge mental health crisis in this country with young people because of the COVID restrictions. We think they should be able to play now.
A lot of districts, including Rochester, Buffalo, and Corning, have canceled all fall sports because of COVID. Today, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf said he will veto any piece of legislation that allows fans in the stands at high school sporting events across the state.
As to how many fans they can have together, I'm always amazed at politicians thinking that they can somehow wave a magic wand and suspend sort of reality.
Governor Wolf says high school sporting events fall under the same category as all other large public gatherings across the Keystone State, and he is limiting fans to 250 people outside and 25 people inside. Starting today, Pennsylvania restaurants started operating at half capacity.
In order for restaurants to go from 25% to 50% capacity, they have to submit a self-certification form to the state. That form is to show they're following COVID-19 guidelines. Even with the capacity change, alcohol sales must end at 11 p.m. to keep young people from congregating. Several business owners worry how fewer hours of operation will impact their profits. Commonwealth restaurants have been operating at 25% capacity since mid-July, when Governor Wolf imposed strict coronavirus restrictions. Critics contend those actions may cause the permanent closure of 7,000 restaurants statewide. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Time now for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks dropping sharply today as the markets continue their volatility this month. At the closing bell, the Dow down 510, the NASDAQ dropped 14, and the S&P 500 was off 38. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's our expert Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. The Bible tells us the wise man saves for the future, but it's a wiser man still that never lets his savings replace his faith in God. At best, that's hoarding, and at worst, misplaced worship. On this subject, the Bible says the wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. That comes from Proverbs 21:20. And 1 Corinthians 16:2 says, on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. So saving certainly has a place in the Christian life. Hoarding, on the other hand, is saving without a purpose, or when having a large excess helps you feel comfortable and safe. God is always our supply, never our bank account.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir, and ouch for Big Blue. Giants running back Saquon Barkley suffered a torn ACL in yesterday's loss in Chicago, expected to miss the rest of the season. Barkley posted back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons to open his career. The 2018 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, of course, out of Penn State. Monday Night Football, Raiders set to make their Las Vegas debut when they take on the Saints at the $2 billion Allegiant Stadium. On the ice, Dallas Stars look to grab a 2-0 lead on the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final, and it's the final week of Major League Baseball's regular season, set to begin with 9 of 16 playoff spots still open, one postseason berth up for grabs today. The Indians can clinch a trip to the playoffs with a win over the White Sox and the Mariners' loss at the Astros. Philly still alive. They're in Washington taking on the Nationals. I love my Pirates. They're just playing baseball. They're at home against the Cubs. Of course, the Yankees clinch. They're in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays, who in Buffalo still have a chance to make it to the playoffs, and the Mets at home against Tampa Bay. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. High pressure will continue to shield us from rain clouds for a couple more days and nights at least. But what it cannot do is shield us from the increase in wildfire smoke from the west that will result in hazier skies over the next couple of days. As the aforementioned high, by the way, shifts east, a milder airflow will take hold. Our call for the night tonight, generally clear. Chilly, but not as chilly as recent nights. Low temperatures in most areas, 40s. For tomorrow and Wednesday, turning gradually warmer and hazier, but with sunny skies prevailing. High tomorrow, 60s and low 70s. Low to mid-70s for high temperatures on Wednesday.
All right, Kevin Williams, we'll take it finally at 5. The good things people do. The Huddle for Hunger program has wrapped up in Buffalo with nearly $19,000 raised and more than 17,000 pounds of food donated. The Buffalo Bills teaming up with a number of organizations all throughout Western New York to help tackle childhood hunger. All the food donated will go to families in need this fall season. The Buffalo Bills, Sonny, getting it done on and off the field this year.
Yeah, Josh Allen, just 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. You know,
he's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.